Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tips Industries Q4 and FY21 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar Taurani, Chairman and Managing Director of Tips Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this is Kumar Taurani. Hello and good evening, everyone. First and foremost, I hope you all are keeping safe and healthy. Today on the call, I am joined by Mr. Girish Taurani, our Executive Director, and Mr. Sunil Chelani, CFO for Tips Industries, and Mr. Avatar Singh, he's VP Finance, Tips Industries, and Oriental Capital, our investor relations partners. We have uploaded our investor deck and results highlights on the stock exchanges and company website. I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. I would like to share a brief overview about the industry and our growth strategies going forward. This will be followed by the operational and financial performance for the fourth quarter and financial year ended FY21. Post that, we will open the floor for Q&A. We are in the era of technology transformation, which has accelerated consumer adoption of mobile and connected devices globally, and especially in the emerging markets like India. The landscape of India's media and entertainment M&E industry has been transforming rapidly. This technological advancements and consumer preferences have reshaped the music industry, and new monetization opportunities are still evolving. As per industry report, 4 billion new connected consumer devices is to be added by 2024 globally. Increasing usage of smart devices and increasing penetration of internet users widens the target audience for music companies. Internet platforms comprise 68% of total revenues in 2020, up from 54% in 2018. For the global music industry. As per the FICCI, EY Media and Entertainment Report 2020, Indian music segment grew 8.3% to reach ₹15.3 billion in 2019 and is expected to cross ₹20 billion mark by 2022. This is largely on the back of increasing digital revenues and performance rights. In India, consumer spends 21.5 hours a week listening to music compared to global average of 17.8 hours. Also, 97% of music consumed is on the smartphones. Paid subscribers for music streaming in India are expected to cross 5 million by 2023. Paid subscription generated 9.1% of the Indian music industry's streaming revenue in 2019 and grew by 50% in 2020. Music listeners aged 16 to 44 years are more likely to pay for audio streaming as they prefer an ad-free experience. The autonomy to listen to anything at any time, convenience of listening on mobile phones, and access to large libraries with varied content is increasing penetration and consumption of music and improving willingness to pay for seamless listening experience. Indian music industry is bound to grow due to increasing telecom subscribers, rising data consumption, fast and cheap data networks, coupled with rising digital advertising spends. Other key highlights for Indian music industries are as follows. Number of monthly active audio streaming users are grown from 165 million in 2019 to 200 million in 2020. Average monthly stream count was over 10 billion streams in first half of 2020 and crossed 11 billion streams per month during lockdown. On an average, Indians spend 2.4 hours on social media, which is at par with the global average. This is a new source of revenue for the industry. 53% of internet users watch videos on YouTube on a monthly basis, the numbers being as high as 72% for 18 to 24 age group. We at Tips have a presence across platforms and have multiple partnerships with various OTT and digital platforms, which provides a steadily growing revenue stream. Music, digital partners like YouTube Music, Spotify, Resso, Apple Music, iTunes, JioSaavn, Amazon Music. We also had a deal with Warner Music as our distribution partner for international markets. There are a few. Then there is a social media business we have on YouTube Shorts, Facebook, Instagram, ShareChat, Moj, et cetera. Then we have a sync deals with all the main Rana Productions, Viacom, Aamir Khan Productions, Accel Entertainment, Madhouse, many more. Then we have a broadcast partner, Zee, Star, Viacom, Sony. Also, our YouTube channel has over 54 million subscriber followers. This entire digital focus and impetus has ensured our music business continues to grow from year to year. Our vision is to be amongst the top three music companies in India by creating, acquiring, and delivering quality music, having high catalog value to a wide range of audiences. At Tips, we are working with two-pronged content acquisition strategy. Production, our strong A&R team engages with artists across genres and languages, which allows us to present upcoming talent to our listeners. Our team has deep understanding of music, which allows us to create a build and build a repertoire of music, have must-have hits. Purchase, engage with other producers to buy music rights to complement our repertoire. This strategy will help us drop our content cost. During FY 2021, we have added 215 songs. Our YouTube views have touched 38.5 billion for financial year 2021, with Q4 had 11.8 billion, an increase of 21% compared to last quarter. With growing listenership and increasing content addition, we are quite confident of increasing our music market share in the coming years. Lastly, a quick update on demerger of film business. On the recommendation of the audit committee and the committee of independent directors, the board of directors of the company at its meeting has inter alia considered and approved to restructure the business of the demerged company by way of a scheme of arrangement and demerger scheme, whereby the film business undertaking, film division of Tips Industries Limited, demerged company, will be demerged into resulting company on this with effect from the appointed date. I will now hand over to Mr. Sunil Chelani to take you through the financial and operational highlights for the fourth quarter and full year ended FY 2021. Mr. Chelani.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone, and warm welcome to our Q4 FY 2021 earnings call. I will take through the financial highlight, post which we will open floor for question and answer. The board of directors at its meeting has recommended final dividend rupees 2 per equity share of rupees 10 each, plus 20% of the face value for the financial year ended 31st March 2021. Our consolidated revenue from operation for Q4 2021 stood at 27.6 crore as compared to rupees 18.5 crore in Q4 FY 2020, a growth of 49%. EBITDA, including other income, stood at rupees 21.9 crore for Q4 FY 2021, an exponential growth of 8.5x compared to same period last year. This is due to certain one-time expenses that we incurred in the previous year, EBITDA margin stood at 71.9%. Profit after tax stood at rupees 18.3 crore for Q4 FY21. PAT margin stood 59.9%. The revenue from operation for FY21 stood at rupees 90.5 crore, same as FY20. EBITDA including other income stood at rupees 60.1 crore for FY21. EBITDA margin stood at 62.9%. Profit after tax stood at 43.5 crores for FY21, grew by 3 times compared to same period in last year. PAT margin stood at 45.6%. Now coming to the segmental performance. In Q4, music revenue grew by 51% to 27.6 crore compared to same period last year. EBIT for the quarter was rupees 24.8 crores. For FY21, music revenue was down by 7.5% to rupees 90.5 crore compared to same period last year. It is largely due to cutting advertising spend and revenue of some of the contracts which came due during the lockdown period 2020. EBIT for the music business was 72.9 crores. As on 31st March 2021, we had a zero debts and cash equivalent to the tune of 51.5 crore. Cash flow from the operation increased to rupees 41.2 crores in FY21 compared to rupees 30.5 crores in FY20. Return on capital employed stood at 87.4% and return on equity stood at 42.9%. With this, I open the floor for discussion. Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Saket Mehrotra from Tusk Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. So on this advance from customers, which is sitting on balance sheet, I believe this was reclassified. This was actually disclosed in your December demerger document. Can we assume that this is related to the film business?
How much? What you said? Actually, I didn't get that point.
You are other current liability. Never advance from customers which is sitting, right? This was the December 20 balance sheet that you guys had put as a part of your demerger document. And I believe this was, again, I think you had put a release filing yesterday. In that you had, again, this was classified as employee benefit and then you're putting the other current liability. And we assume that this is related to the
company?
No, gentlemen, miss, your voice is not very clear. Question is very clear. Can you repeat yourself? What you want to know about
what is saying? What is saying? There is a December, May, there is some liability. How much, what amount you said?
See, in your December one, other non-current liability is somewhat 30 crores, right? Are you in agreement with me there?
Yes,
by the way, you carry it again in the March balance sheet. In your other non-current liabilities, that's 7 CR. 37.3 CR.
Yeah.
7.3 CR.
Yeah, yeah. So, is this to your current business?
You say, what amount you said? 37 or 7? What you said?
37.3 CR.
No, this is actually, I think...
Mr. Let me pick up this question and answer.
Yeah.
This 37.3 crore, Mr., the other non-current liability which you are seeing, This is means what you call liabilities, what means we have received certain advances, and this is a consist of certain advances which we have received.
Let me further clarify. These are the some advances we have received against our music business for future years.
Okay. So this would be, say for example, the things or people tying up to you for their music, right?
Yes.
Okay. On the new client side, while you said that you released 215 songs this year, is there some sort of a guidance, say, for the coming when you used to start and how you have, you know, really taken the title of new content?
Actually, your audio is not clear.
Yes, Mr. Saket Mehrotra, I would request you to use handset if you're using your phones. Or you may just dial us, dial back the same number and reconnect to the call.
Is it now? Is this better?
Yes, this is better.
Yes, somewhat better. Just yes, gentlemen.
Okay. No. So on the new content side, last I think in the on call you spoke about how you guys rediscovered artists and were able to scale that up. We've seen a like pure competitor really upping the game in terms of release content. Can we expect something on these lines maybe from Tips in the coming years? So you've guided for increased content acquisition costs, but any color in terms of what pipeline or what strategy is as a group?
See, absolutely, we are very much interested to acquire audio content or video content, whatever business is. But we also are very careful ki what kind of a content we are acquiring, what is the longevity of that particular song or music, plus what is the cost. Are we getting at the, because of there is so much of competition these days, so we have to see that as well. So we are very careful about that. We will 100% we acquire our content. We know how to acquire our content. Plus, let me tell you, we have a huge percentage of 90s music. And our all songs are doing so well recently, and we have a 500 songs in the top category. But we can, if we don't acquire any content from market, and only we do only those songs, we keep on recreating. So we will really get a lot of revenue from that. Recently, we have released this song. Ek Rishta film was there, the Ek Bewafa Hai song. His original songs,
yeah.
Till now we have done 27 million hits. And this new song, Ikweva, we recreated the song. And we released, I think 40, 45 days back. And we had 25 million hits on the views on the YouTube. So earlier also we did, last year we did two songs from Kuli number 1. Came in Kuli number 1. It was a huge hit. Then before that it was a Jawani Janeman. We given two songs. Those were major hits. Before that, we did one song, Chhamma Chhamma, Baje Meri Panjaniya, and one small, very small film. But it really, I think we crossed around 250, 300 million views. So we have that content. So we are not very, we will 100% buy, and we will, the way I told you in my beginning of my speech, ki, today we are priority number 5. But our target is ki in next 1.5-2 years, we have to be priority number 3 for my customers. So we will combine the two. We have our own old catalog we can recreate, and also we do a new releases non-film, as well as we'll acquire films also. Recently we acquired one small film where we said ki, okay, we will give you 4 songs, we will create and give it to you, and we have just given very 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 small money to the producer, and they will we give them only audio. They will picturize, put it in the film, and give us video also. Video rights also we will handle. We will own. So we are very careful about our acquisition strategy.
Mr. Mehrotra, I would request you to come back in the queue, please. And I would request all the participants to limit their questions to 2 per question. The next question is from the line of Manvartha Baird from Laurel Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a good set of numbers. Just wanted to understand that the QOQ there was some sort of decline in our revenues. Just wanted to understand as to what is the sort of trajectory or how should we go about sort of seeing these QOQ numbers and what can we expect in terms of revenue, in terms of a revenue figure every quarter?
See, I think it's again depending upon the deal-to-deal basis, I think. See, we do yearly deals. So yearly deals, sometimes some quarter you will have coming down or some quarter you have to go up. We should see as a year, what is my year is happening. This year actually was not, we have come down for around, I think, 7-8% we are down because of the first quarter was really bad for everyone, TV stations or that digital platforms also, even YouTube, we had a major setback in the first quarter. But slowly then from second quarter onwards, we picked up. But and ultimately, actually, when we started the year in May and June, when I was calculating those kind of numbers, so I really was माना thinking कि यार ये तो बहुत ही साल बहुत खराब जाएगा शायद ये अगर COVID ज्यादा long term continue हुआ तो. But and my estimate was कि I will in that month in April May I felt कि I will do 65-70 तक हम शायद जाएंगे इस साल. But then again from July onwards as business picked up, then we said कि नहीं यार 80 तक तो शायद पहुंच जाएंगे. But मेरे ख्याल से last two quarters we really did माना अच्छा हो गया सब कुछ, came to become normal and we have achieved our decent number. I'm not saying कि it's a good number. 90 is I'm not so happy. It should be growth every year. I feel कि 25-30% growth होनी चाहिए, जो कि मैं आज भी estimate करता हूं कि हमारे future में तीन चार साल तो problem नहीं है. We should really do that and we are aiming for that. But this year we had this problem.
Sir, इसमें एक चीज और समझना था कि जैसे last quarter अपने towards the end of December अपने one of the world's biggest social media platforms के साथ अपनी deal हुई थी.
जी.
But उसके बाद भी December से जैसे इस quarter को देखें March quarter को तो जैसे तो ये समझना था कि भाई जैसे ये deal हुई है तो अपने को कुछ one-off इसका benefit नहीं मिलता है कि और किस तरह से इस deal का revenue flow अपने accounts में आएगा तो उसके बारे में अगर आप कुछ guide कर सकें.
Yeah. See, जब भी इस type के जो deals होते हैं, we sign a contract and accordingly say अगर एक मिनट के for example, it's a $1 million का deal. तो sometimes we quarter on quarter basis का उनका एक some signing we'll get and some quarter on quarter basis हमारे को पैसे मिलते हैं. And sometimes we say कि क्योंकि हमें भी आगे investment करनी है और काफी हमें भी अगर content खरीदना है तो we tell them कि हमको थोड़े पैसे pay us upfront more. So we do those kind of deals and some people agree, some partners agree, some don't agree. तो उस हिसाब से हमारे deal fix हो जाते हैं. And then as and when we receive our money, we book in our that quarter we will book.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Thank you. I'll go back in the question queue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Somani from Moneybee. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on good set of numbers, sir. So my question is, sir, out of the 29,000 songs that we have, will you have a breakup of how many are Hindi, Bhojpuri, Punjabi? That's my first question.
Breakup we have, but I can tell you कि 12,000 songs, approximately 12,000 songs we have in Hindi and other 17,000 songs we have in regional languages, all over माना Marathi, Punjabi, Gujarati, Haryanvi, Bhojpuri, everything in that, Rajasthani, everything.
So around 40% of the songs are in Hindi?
Yes. 12,000 songs is in Hindi.
Okay. And sir, on the other expenses side, so we've seen a sharp decline in the other expenses on a year-on-year and Q-on-Q basis. Can you throw some light on that, please?
I think हमने इस साल है ना audio content, we have not acquired so much of audio content because कुछ picture भी release नहीं हुई, कुछ music भी video की shooting बंद है. There are so many problems. So we have not, वो मेरे ख्याल से वो भी खर्चा इस साल कम हुआ है. तो वो हो सकता है.
Okay. And on the demerger front, sir, so we are seeing that the revenue from the music from the films is negligible. After the demerger, so how can you sustain the film business? Will the music business be used to fund the losses there?
No, music will दो कंपनियां सेपरेट हो जाएगी. How can we fund that? वो जो अभी जो हमारे जो दो दो बैलेंस शीट अलग हो जाएंगे इस फिल्म में, ये एसेट्स और एक कैश जाएगा इंडस्ट्रीज में, ये एसेट और जो म्यूजिक के एसेट है वो सब म्यूजिक में रहेंगे, फिल्म के एसेट फिल्म कंपनी में जाएंगे एंड उनका जो कैश होगा वो स्प्लिट होगा. एंड देन अभी रिसेंटली वी हैव ऑलरेडी प्रोड्यूस एंड कंप्लीटेड वन फिल्म, भूत पुलिस, आपने शायद नाम सुना होगा. दैट फिल्म विल गो टू देम एंड उसका भी ऑलरेडी एक डील लगभग लॉक होने पे है, थोड़ा हमने एडवांस भी हो गया है, एक फाइनल कॉन्ट्रैक्ट अभी हो रहा है, तो वो डील वहां जाएगी, उनके प्रॉफिट आएंगे. एंड व्हाट आई फील कि लास्ट 2 साल से जब से ये नेटफ्लिक्स, एमेजॉन एंड Z5 या आपके डिज्नी हॉटस्टार, ये सब जो एप्स आए हैं, इसमें कंटेंट की बहुत वैल्यू है, फिल्म्स की या वेब सीरीज की या वेब फिल्म्स की बहुत डिमांड है. एंड ये एक नई इंडस्ट्री के लिए एक नई रेवेन्यू स्ट्रीम है फॉर फिल्म प्रोड्यूसर्स. तो मुझे लगता है कि वहां पर भी जो फिल्म कंपनी जब सेपरेट होंगे तो वो फिल्म कंपनी भी बहुत अच्छा परफॉर्म करेंगे, क्योंकि देर इज अ मेनी प्रोजेक्ट्स लाइंड अप. जैसे अभी मैंने आपको बताया भूत पुलिस, देर इज अनदर पिक्चर मेरी क्रिसमस विच इज ऑल्सो बीन, वो श्री राम राघवन बड़े अच्छे डायरेक्टर हैं, उनके साथ हमारी लॉक हो गई है. तो दोज फिल्म्स विल कम, मतलब हम टारगेट करते हैं कि 2 to 3 फिल्म्स एवरी ईयर वी विल रिलीज इन दैट कंपनी एंड वन और मे बी 2 ईयर्स में 3 वेब सीरीज और वेब फिल्म्स should release. That is the target.
Okay, sir, that was helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much. The next question is from the line of Aman Vij from Astute Invest Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
My first question is on out of the 90 crore revenue which we did for the full year, how much is from, say, digital platform and how much is from, say, the old media, the traditional platforms?
I think digital media, in our case, I think it's around 68-70% ka hai and balance other things are 30-32% baki sab jo bhi hai.
Okay, sir. And like FY20 mein humara, matlab, there is like flattish top line. So, digital would have grown and traditional would have declined by the same amount. Is my understanding correct or it's like flat?
नहीं, मेरे ख्याल से थोड़ा हो सकता है फर्क पड़ जाएगा, 4-5% का और हो सकता है कि फर्क हो, ज्यादा नहीं होगा. सी, हमारा जो लास्ट ईयर का जो मेजर लॉस था, दैट इज जो इवेंट्स होते हैं, शोज होते हैं, जो हमें वहां से रॉयल्टी मिलती है, इनकम आती है, वो पूरी खत्म हो गई. देयर वाज नो शोज, कहीं कोई इवेंट्स नहीं हुए, आर्टिस्ट ने परफॉर्म नहीं किया, तो दैट वाज अ मेजर लॉस टू द इंडस्ट्री. पूरा एक स्ट्रीम ही चला गया, तो वो एक बड़ा हिट था. तो वो जैसे जैसे ये कोविड ठीक होगा तो वो बहुत अच्छा रेवेन्यू बाउंस बैक करेगा.
बट दैट वाज लाइक 10-15% ओनली ऑफ आवर रेवेन्यू, राइट?
हाँ, तो 10% अगर तो 90 करोड़ में 10% तो 99 हो जाता है ना, 7-8-9 हो जाता.
हाँ जी, हाँ जी, हाँ जी. ओके, सो यू एक्सपेक्ट कि दिस ईयर दैट विल कम बैक एंड द डिजिट.
एक्चुअली वो लास्ट ईयर हमारी तो डील थी, लेकिन दैट पार्टी दे रिक्वेस्टेड कि देखो हमारा बिजनेस टोटली नहीं है, हाउ कैन वी अचीव दिस, देन वी गिवन देम सम डिस्काउंट एंड दैट. बट अल्टीमेटली वी टेकन सम मनी. जैसे हमारा जनवरी लास्ट क्वार्टर हमारा ये जो 21 का खुल गया था एंड थिंग्स वर नॉर्मल. अगर आपने देखा होगा कि गोवा में बहुत पार्टीज हो रहे थे एंड बहुत रश थी वहां पर. गोवा इज द मेन हब फॉर दिस काइंड ऑफ रेवेन्यूज. तो वहां से माना हमारी सेटलमेंट हुई उस पार्टी के साथ कि हमारे भाई लास्ट 3-4 महीने अच्छे थे, तो हमने उनसे पैसे लिए उसके एंड वी हैड अ वेरी गुड डील विद देम फॉर दिस कमिंग 2 ईयर्स. बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली फिर से ये एक सेकेंड वेव आ गया, सो वी केप थिंग्स ऑन होल्ड कि ठीक है एक बार ये थोड़ा और नॉर्मल हो जाए, देन अगेन वील डिस्कस विथ यू. सो दैट वॉज अ प्रॉब्लम. बट आई थिंक वो ये जो सेकेंड वेव है, आई थिंक वैक्सीनेशन इन द वे गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया इज वर्किंग एंड ऑल स्टेट गवर्नमेंट्स आर वर्किंग, दिस इज टेम्पररी. ये 2-3 महीने में ठीक हो जाएगा. एक क्वार्टर थोड़ा इफेक्ट होगा, लेकिन बाकी दो या तीन क्वार्टर अच्छे रहेंगे मुझे लगता है.
Sure, sir. And what kind of growth should we expect in the traditional business, which is like that 30 crore ka jo revenue hai hamara traditional business se. So, from traditional media, what kind of growth should we expect in that business, sir?
Actually, you can say ki overall growth to 25-30% hogi and wahan par jo wo media hai, I think wahan bhi around 20% tak wahan bhi aa sakta hai, aana chahiye. एंड डिजिटल में 30-35 तक ऐसे हो सकता है, तो ओवरऑल यू विल हैव अ 25-30.
Mr. Vish, I would request you to come back. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Kashish Sambhani from Legion Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. One of our competitors have publicly stated that they plan to acquire around 20-25% of all the music that comes in the market. So I just wanted to understand a bit more on our content acquisition strategy. Will we go mainstream Bollywood, or will we acquire more of regional content? And second is, are we focusing more on producing our own content versus purchasing it?
Actually, we are doing everything. What you said, we are focusing on all the three segments. And our main priority is ki pehle quality kya hai, quality kaisi hai. And then jo quality hai, uske hisab se is he asking price ki isme हम कुछ कमा सकते हैं. मे बी दो साल में अगर ब्रेक इवन नहीं होता है, तीन साल में ब्रेक इवन होता है, कितने में होता है, क्या पीरियड है. ऐसा तो नहीं है कि दस साल में भी ब्रेक इवन नहीं कर रहे हैं तो फिर फायदा नहीं है कि ठीक है चलो ओके आई एम मेकिंग मनी ऑन माय रेपर्टोर और माय कैटलॉग, बट आई कांट इन्वेस्ट मनी की न्यू रिलीज में. इट हैज टू बी अ क्लियर मॉडल कि इसके कितने दिन में पैसे वापस आएंगे. सो आई थिंक वी आर लुकिंग एट कि दो साल में, तीन साल में पैसे शायद वापस आ जाने चाहिए. But still, we are debating this. ये हम एक साल after one year, next year I will tell you clearly कि क्या हो रहा है. But at present we are very careful and we are not paying much money. We are giving very reasonable. आप अगर compare करोगे even next year 22 जब end होगा, तो we will be the better company. जितने हमने गाने release किए होंगे, जो quality के या जो artist के गाने release किए होंगे, हमारे investments काफी control में होंगे.
Okay. And how much money did we spend in FY20 as well as 21 for the acquisition?
Chalani, can you tell us that?
Our content cost for last year was around 12 crores and this year we somewhere near 10 crore rupees.
Humne kam kiya hai one.
Yes.
Okay, 12 and 10 crores.
Yeah.
Okay, and once the situation normalizes, we can take this to 20, 25, 30 crores which you guided earlier, right?
देखते हैं, करते हैं. वो कुछ है ऐसा, कुछ सोचा है कि थोड़ा एग्रेसिव हमको भी होना पड़ेगा. इफ वी वांट थोड़ा बेटर कंटेंट, सुपीरियर कंटेंट चाहिए जो कि लॉन्ग टर्म, क्योंकि हमको कंटेंट जो हम लेते हैं दैट इज फॉर 50 इयर्स 60 इयर्स, तो वी नीड सम. ये भी सोचना पड़ेगा कि जो आज हम कॉन्टेंट करें वो जैसे हमने 90s में जो इन्वेस्टमेंट्स किए थे आज हमें काम आ रहे हैं ना, तो एक तो है हमारे शॉर्ट टर्म में भी हमारे रेवेन्यूज आ जाए उससे और हमारी रिकवरी हो जाए, और हमारे फ्यूचर में भी वो हो सकता है कि जो 2040 में मैं रहने रही हूँ, मेरे जो भी ये कंपनी चला रहे होंगे उस टाइम पे, उनको ये रिक्रिएशन में वो काम आए वो कंटेंट, तो वो भी एक एम है.
गॉट इट. ओके. एंड अभी इन Q3 एज वेल एंड Q4 एज वेल वी आर ऑलरेडी एट 120 करोड़ रन रेट, 30 करोड़ every quarter. So can we grow 25% in FY22 over this 120 crores?
मुझे 25% तो I feel is comfortable कि अगर कोई major कोई ऐसा बड़ा problem नहीं आता है तो I am very confident कि हम 25-30% तक growth कर सकते हैं.
This will be on 120 crore base.
Sorry?
This will be on 120 crore base, right? Whatever what our current run rate is.
No, current is 90, no?
So I'm talking about the run rate of Q3, Q4. So you are saying 25% on 90 crore, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can I squeeze in one
Mr. Samani, I would request you to please come back in the queue. Sorry.
I'll do that.
Thank you. Participants, we request you to limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Devanshu Sampat from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So just one question. So assuming lower content being available to acquire even this year, right, because of the COVID situation, it is quite unlikely the company or the industry will be unable to source music as aggressively. So are you confident of growing at a healthy pace with the existing catalog, or are your assumptions largely based on new acquisition of content?
आई टोल्ड यू की न्यू एक्विजिशन हम अपने जो गाने हैं वो भी रिक्रिएट कर रहे हैं, एंड ऑलरेडी वी हैव गिवन ऑर्डर कि हम 20-25 सॉन्ग्स रिक्रिएशंस एंड प्लस नॉन फिल्म म्यूजिक प्लस 3-4 उसमें फिल्म म्यूजिक प्लस अवर ओन अराउंड 30-35 सॉन्ग्स ऑलरेडी पाइपलाइन दिस ईयर. तो माना यू कैन से कि ए और बी प्लस कैटेगरी काइंड ऑफ सॉन्ग्स ऑलरेडी बीन टारगेटेड. So I think we will achieve this. We don't have any. I at present till now, Bhoot Police is the only major film which is in house. We have. We don't have any big film we have acquired or any big money. We have invested some money in Punjab. We have acquired, but that is also not very huge. So I think this year will be fine. But next year, whatever films will go on this year on floors, we will target one or two films to acquire next year.
Okay. And so regarding your license phase on events and probably on from the radio channel, I'm hearing that the industry is trying to renegotiate some terms with the radio. So can you throw some light on that, one? And secondly, the amount of money you get annually from events, is that number, has it been in the 9-10 crore range for a while, or is that growing also? Is there any formalization happening in that aspect as well?
First, you actually asked me two questions. Second, I remember that.
I read somewhere that you know the
radio. Yeah. See, radio. We had a long battle. Entire industry had a long battle. Nobody in the industry is making monies from them. There was a case, legacy issues. But I think in next 6 months or 1 year, it will be settled here or there, whatever it is. But we don't actually, no company expect a huge revenues from radio. So we are okay with that. Okay, jo bhi hoga, faisla hoga, courts ka, wo aayega. So that is one. And then second point, you said that events were actually was a very, it's not in that range, little lesser, but it was a good deal. We really had a good deal with our partner. But suddenly for this first quarter was a little problematic. So we are still to see. I think ki jo hamare deal hai, even maybe he has affected by first quarter, but what I feel ki September onwards jo ye hamara jo business hoga and people are locked inside, jab wo bahar niklenge itna bada ho jayega ki he won't mind paying the same money. I don't think he will ask for any discount. So I am very positive about it, kyunki jo last December se leke March tak jo hua tha, that was really amazing. Mane jo business hua tha suddenly, and I was not expecting anything, but he given me money. So that is a very positive thing. So let's keep fingers crossed. Let's see what happens.
So, but this is likely to reflect only fully in FY23, right? I mean, assuming this year also will be not so different from last year. Would that be a fair assumption?
I think last year was very bad because it was a big lockdown. At this time, it's not a lockdown. In between, films were also released. Then again, next month onwards, from July onwards, films are releasing. Today, only one big film, Akshay Kumar film, has announced he's releasing on 27th of July. So I think activities are happening starting from July.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you very much, and all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Amit Jaiswani from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Hi, Torani Saab. Congratulations. Sir, my first question is about your reinvesting, Torani Saab. Now, sir, you have enough free cash flow that you're making on your music business. Sir, what would be your strategy? And the second question is, how does this business actually work? Example, you're buying a song of Honey Singh or any singer. Do you produce the entire song, and what is the typical IRR we should expect, or you will go and be like a dividend paying out company and you will invest less? Today, sir, you have 90% odd gross margin. So you have two ways, sir. Either be aggressive and invest and create something which is larger on the music side, or be a dividend payout company. Which option, sir, would you typically, what's your strategy going forward?
See, I will try to balance it out, but हमारी जो first priority होती है, अगर मुझे लगता है कि music अच्छी है and मुझे इसमें पैसे बचेंगे मिलेंगे, तो I will definitely go for music first, क्योंकि that is our today past present and future. So music is the priority. Even in my earlier days, if you see कि हमारे पास factory नहीं होती थी जब हम cassette and CD बनाते थे, तो we don't initially in early 90s और लेट 80s हमने हमने पूरा जो फोकस था टिप्स का दैट वाज टू अक्वायर कंटेंट कि कंटेंट लो ऑल बिग प्रोड्यूसर्स वर साइन विद अस सो दैट इज द ऑलवेज प्रायोरिटी जब भी जब से टिप्स बनी है हमने हमेशा ये प्रायोरिटी पे रखा है कि म्यूजिक इज अवर लाइफ तो म्यूजिक पहले प्रायोरिटी होनी चाहिए बाकी कितना भी आप कर लोगे अगर आपकी आपके टच टूडे आई डोंट हैव बिकॉज ऑफ माई रेपर्टोर एंड उसमें अगर प्रॉपर अगर न्यू रिलीजेस का मिक्स हो जाता है तो वी हैव अ क्वाइट गुड मार्जिन एंड हम उसमें डिविडेंड भी अच्छा दे सकते हैं आई डोंट हैव एनी प्रॉब्लम टू गिव डिविडेंड व्हाई माने आई कैन गिव
राइट सर सो हाउ डज इट टिपिकल इकोनॉमिक्स वर्क सो नो वन इन द स्टॉक मार्केट एक्चुअली अंडरस्टैंड्स द बॉलीवुड बिजनेस बिकॉज नो वन हैज एवर मेड मनी इन द बॉलीवुड बिजनेस बिफोर दिस एवर इन द स्टॉक मार्केट बट नाउ दिस इज द न्यू म्यूजिक बिजनेस नाउ हाउ डज द कंटेंट एक्विजिशन वर्क एंड हाउ इज इट डिसाइडेड कुड यू गिव अस लाइक गुड अंडरस्टैंडिंग अबाउट योर बिजनेस मॉडल
जो भी कंपनीज एनी कंपनी वेदर दे आर इन फिल्म बिजनेस और म्यूजिक बिजनेस I can tell you one thing only, investors should focus. Jiske paas bhi content library hai na, those companies will survive long term. Baki companies, agar jiske paas content nahi hai, they are depending on distribution deals hai, ki 5 saal ka deal hai, 10 saal ka deal hai, 10 saal ke baad to uska content wapas chala jayega. Unke paas to apna kuch hai hi nahi. To content nahi, ultimately we all companies are a content company. To content jiske paas hai, they will survive big time and they will have a lots of value. तो वो मुझे लगता है कि ये एक डिफरेंस है बहुत बड़ा जो लोग शायद अभी रियलाइज कर रहे हैं या आगे और करेंगे तो वो जैसे जैसे हमारे जितने भी बहुत सारे हमारे ओटीटी प्लेटफॉर्म्स हैं या हमारे जो शॉर्ट एप्स हैं शॉर्ट कंटेंट जो एप्स हैं उनके बिलियंस ऑफ डॉलर में वैल्यू है बट उनके पास तो कॉन्टेंट है ही नहीं तो वो अभी लोगों को आस्ते आस्ते पता चलेगा कि एक्चुअली वेयर टू इन्वेस्ट विच इज द राइट कंपनीज टू इन्वेस्ट एंड उसमें भी कॉन्टेंट में भी बहुत कंपनीज जाएंगी लेकिन अल्टीमेटली किसके पास डीप है ओनली ऑन न्यू रिलीजेस यू कांट सर्वाइव हो सकता है कि मैंने एक पिक्चर ले ली अगले साल मैं मेरी हिम्मत बढ़ जाए मेरा बिजनेस बहुत अच्छा हो रहा है 150 सीआर तक मैं पहुंच रहा हूं हो सकता है मुझे उस साल में 30 करोड़ की एक पिक्चर मिल जाए 20 करोड़ की एक और मिल जाए मुझे लगता है कि मैं गेन करूंगा तो मैंने 50 करोड़ का माल उठा लिया हो सकता है मेरी दोनों पिक्चर डब्बा हो जाए हो सकता है लेकिन फिर भी मैं सर्वाइव कर रहा हूं ना क्योंकि मेरे पास 100 करोड़ के अभी भी मार्जिन है 25-30 करोड़ में और खर्चा हो जाएगा फिर भी मेरे पास 70 का सरप्लस है मैं अपने इन्वेस्टर्स को दे सकता हूँ डिविडेंड बना एफटी नाइस प्रॉफिटेबल डिविडेंड दे सकता हूँ तो मुझे लगता है कि कंटेंट इज द जिसके पास कंटेंट है लाइब्रेरी है पुराना कंटेंट है और उसकी वैल्यू है उसकी ईयर ऑन ईयर वैल्यू आ रही है दोज कंपनीज विल सर्वाइव बिग टाइम
सर जस्ट वन क्वेश्चन एग्जाम्पल सर हम लोग जैसे gaana.com से डील करते रहेंगे अज्यूमिंग जस्ट ऑन एग्जाम्पल बेसिस एग्जाम्पल gaana.com गिव्स अस 20 करोड़ रुपीज अ ईयर ऐसे ही होती है डील की सर पर सॉन्ग आपको पैसा मिलता है कि 10 पैसा सॉन्ग का 20 पैसा सॉन्ग का
हाँ वो तो 10 पैसा देते हैं ना पूरी इंडस्ट्री को 10 पैसा मिलता है ना पर सॉन्ग पर स्ट्रीमिंग
ओके एंड सर यूट्यूब में सर अपना रियलाइजेशन कैसे होता है
और ये सर तो यूट्यूब में तो उनका जो पूरा उनका जो फाइल है माना जो भी उनका जो टोटल अर्निंग्स है उसका जो सम परसेंटेज वो भी वेरी करता है पार्टनर टू पार्टनर बेसिस दे शेयर सम परसेंटेज आपके जो एड रेवेन्यू होगा उसमें आपका जो शेयर होगा उसका जो परसेंटेज होगा वो आपको मिलता है
Got it, sir. Sir, मेरा एक लास्ट क्वेश्चन है सर वन सेकंड मैडम वन सेकंड सर ये मैडम यू मेड मी फॉरगेट द क्वेश्चन माय लास्ट क्वेश्चन वाज अबाउट Okay, sorry. Let's get it. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. I wish you all the luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kavi Naredi from Naredi Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Kumar Torani ji, for fantastic result. Sir, this year EBITDA margin was 62.9% versus 14.5%. Whether this increased margin is sustainable for current year?
Yeah, easily. Absolutely sustainable.
And what is the reason you are telling that will be sustainable? Any reason behind it?
क्योंकि क्या है ना प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड इवन लास्ट ईयर भी मार्जिन अच्छे थे लास्ट ईयर कुछ हमारे जो पुराने राइट ऑफ थे वो राइट ऑफ हमने किए थे और हमने पूरा जितना भी जो फिल्म के जो हमारे जो राइट ऑफ थे पुराने वो सब हमने राइट ऑफ कर दिए थे तो दैट्स वाई इट वॉज फ्रॉम दैट जम्प टू दैट जम्प
सर अवर अदर करंट असेट्स राइजेस टू 55.91 करोड़ दिस ईयर वर्सेस 8.90 करोड़ व्हाट इज दैट फिगर वी हैड गिवन लोन टू एनीवन
चिरानी बताओ इसका
Sorry, means
other current assets, we are having this year 55.91 crore versus 8.90 crore. So whom we had given this money?
This is the cost which we have incurred in the movie which we are producing, Bhoot Police, and certain advances we have given for program expenses.
For content, right?
For content, for contents.
जो हमने मूवी बनाई है भूत पुलिस एंड देयर इज अदर अदर अदर
एडवांसेस गिवन फॉर
एडवांसेस टुवर्ड्स राइटर साइन करते हैं डायरेक्टर साइन करते हैं एक और पिक्चर जैसे मैंने बताया बना रहे हैं उसको हमने साइन की हुई है प्लस हमारे जो म्यूजिक जो हमने एक्वायर किए हैं उसके हमने कुछ एडवांसेस दिए दिस इज दैट बट अल्टीमेटली दिस मनी ये एज ऑफ 1 अप्रैल वी हैव अनाउंस की हम डीमर्ज करेंगे जब हमारा वो एनसीएलटी से और वो जो कोर्ट्स का जो एक प्रोसीजर है व्हेन वी कंप्लीट दैट प्रोसीजर नवंबर दिसंबर दीज ऑल फिगर्स विल गो टू फिल्म कंपनी इसमें माइनर एक माइनर फिगर रहेगा यहाँ पर म्यूजिक में बाकी मैक्सिमम फिगर विल गो टू दैट कंपनी
ओके ओके थैंक यू वेरी मच ऑल द बेस्ट सर
थैंक यू
द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ प्रितेश छेड़ा फ्रॉम लकी इन्वेस्टमेंट मैनेजर्स प्लीज गो अहेड
सर वन क्लेरिफिकेशन When you say content cost will rise, let's say to 25 crore next year or maybe year after, right? So when we are referring to that, we are referring to the P&L content cost, right? So just getting clarified that your content cost which got routed through your P&L was 10 crores and it will rise to a whatever number over the next couple of years and it depends on what opportunities you get to buy the content because when I'm looking at your balance sheet, I don't think any of the content is kind of capitalized or anything. So just clarifying there.
Chilani?
Yeah, because you will not find any miscapitalization of the contents because as and when we release any contents, any songs, we write off the entire amount in the own release itself.
Okay.
So we do not capitalize any value in our balance sheet.
Perfect. So the cost of operations for running the music business, what I see from your numbers is about 8 crore for employee cost, 10 crore of corporate overheads and whatever you spend on the content cost. It can be 10 crore, 15, 20 based on whatever opportunities you get. Is that correct? So your running cost is about 20 crores.
Yeah, your assumptions are correct.
Okay. Now on the revenue part, I have this last question. Sir, we have seen so many of these OTTs getting added in the last 3-4 years. So, if we have to understand the more, so whenever OTT comes, there's a jump in the revenue because they buy bulk content for their apps or sites or whatever format on digital. Is it possible to understand from you? In the digital part, what could be a more recurring business? What could be that one-off business in your opinion? If it's not there, how would you assess this whole digital part of the revenue in your company?
See, what I think, consolidation to end may be hoga. I agree with you, but can ultimately we have to see meri jo plays hain, meri jo streams ho rahe hain. अगर मेरे को मेरे अगर स्ट्रीम से फॉर एग्जांपल 5 मिलियन स्ट्रीम्स होते हैं गाना पे एंड टुमारो अगर स्पॉटिफाई पे मेरे 5 मिलियन हो रहे हैं तो टोटल 10 हो रहे हैं कल अगर स्पॉटिफाई ने गाना अक्वायर कर लिया तो मेरे 10 मिलियन होंगे ना मेरे को क्या मेरे को तो प्रॉब्लम नहीं है मेरे तो सेम रेवेन्यूज आएंगे
सो जस्ट क्लैरिफाइंग हियर सर सो With all the OTTs, you will have streaming-based revenue and will there be any one-time revenue when an OTT comes in or the entire revenue for OTTs or except YouTube, so keeping YouTube aside, all these OTTs, it all will be streaming-based from day one?
Actually, it is a sharing model, but it's very. Some people have a different, lump sum outright model. Some people have a sharing kind of a model. So, and sharing with MG. But we try to get a maximum MG because we have not seen many app store. Exceptions are there, maybe one or two app are there. Whether they show ki, okay, we are in overflow, but otherwise they always keep you very cut to cut. So it's better ki we get maximum MG from them and keep our money safe.
So in this one time what we understood also in film business, a lot of these one time purchase had happened in film by a lot of these let's say telco based apps or you know so is that this one time purchase would have happened by a Spotify or a Google Music or any of them which would have
These all big players, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, all that, they are all, absolutely, they pay you some advances or some MG, but they give you accounts very properly. Their account has no issues, absolutely.
नहीं सर सर मेरा क्वेश्चन ये है कि इनके ओर से कोई वन टाइम रेवेन्यू आया था क्या जो आपके नंबर्स में रहेगा वो
नो
तो ये सारे दो डिजिटल के रेवेन्यू और सारे रेकरिंग रेवेन्यू है टिल द टाइम People continue to clock that many streams.
Yes.
You will continue to get this revenue. If the streaming goes up, your revenues go up and it's a one-on-one correlation. ये सही है कि इसमें कोई अंतर है?
थोड़ा minor change होगा. एक दो player हैं जैसे गाना या सावन. Maybe they have a one kind of a, outright deal. बाकी balance में major is YouTube, Spotify, Apple. ये जितने भी apps हैं. They give you proper revenue share accounts. So I think that is a very safe kind of a business. We have a majority. You can say 75-80% is on a revenue share basis.
So one time deal matlab annual ek amount?
Annuity. Yes. Annual.
Right. One time annual deals. Irrespective of how many streams a person listens on Gaana, you will be paid X amount.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. And that X amount stands to renegotiate every year.
Absolutely.
And how? What is the increase of percentage increase that you have seen with these one-time deal type of apps?
उसमें from 10% to 100% होता है. Some apps we charge 100% more, but maybe we give in them outright, but we still take reports from them. So in the report we'll see how many streams he's doing and what is my position market share today. So accordingly, then I will.
Next year, you will revise accordingly.
Yes.
Okay. Sir,
please request you to come back in the queue.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Mehta from MetLife. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So my question is around right now we have revenue 68% from internet. So going forward, say in next 3 to 5 years, where you see it?
Actually, I have not understood what you are saying. The line is also not very good. Actually, can you repeat, please?
Yes, sir. So right now our revenue from internet is around 68%, right? According to investor presentation.
Okay.
So going forward, say in next 3 to 5 years, how much we can see revenue coming from internet? It can be, can we expect 80% from internet, and what is the typical EBIT margin from internet?
I feel it will achieve 75% hoga, but simultaneously other things are also doing well for us. So I feel ki other things will remain at 25%. And this will be 75%.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the typical EBIT margin from internet revenue?
We have only on internet, you want to know?
Yes, sir.
So proportionately, you can do that very easily. My expenses and all music cost, you can proportionately, whatever final numbers are, you can split that.
I think the EBIT, margin should be higher in internet. Maybe I'm wrong, but my understanding is that EBIT margin should be higher on internet revenue.
See, we don't keep segment wise P&L नहीं बनाते. P&L तो पूरे जितना total business की बनती है. But I think थोड़ा whatever you are saying is, I think proportionately करके you can do 5-7% here and there. ज्यादा फर्क नहीं होगा क्योंकि एम्प्लॉइज तो सेम है. मे बी वो इंटरनेट के लिए अगर आज
10 एम्प्लॉय होंगे बिकॉज इट्स अ मेजर रेवेन्यू, तो टीवी के लिए शायद एक ही एम्प्लॉय होगा, तो उसमें कहीं ना कहीं वो कॉम्पनसेट हो जाता है.
ओके सर, माय लास्ट क्वेश्चन इज अराउंड आफ्टर डीमर्जर, यू नो हाउ विल बी द मैनेजमेंट रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी विद इन टू डिफरेंट कंपनीज, सो देयर विल बी सेम मैनेजमेंट और इफ यू कैन थ्रो सम कलर.
We have a separate staff for both the companies. वो तो पहले से ही है division के लिए, and we will उनका staff उनके साथ जाएगा. बाकी हमारे जो me and my brother Ramesh Taurani and me Kumar Taurani, Girish Taurani, we will मिलजुल के at present जो हमारे responsibilities हैं, whatever we are doing, we continue doing that.
Okay sir. And is there any successor planning? You know, try to find and groom talent who can take over from both of
yes.
you guys.
Yes, yes. My son Girish actually is the executive director on the company. He handles most of the business dealings, all the deals and all that. And wherever he needs me, I am there. And all big deals also, I am also involved in big deals. Like small deals,
okay.
So he only do. We just, ek hum saal ke beginning mein, we make a dhancha ki this year, this should be our targets. Ki itne itne paise, is this team chahne chahiye. And then he keeps on closing the deals.
Sir, can we expect in next 2-3 to 5 years 20% growth in our top line for Tips Music? Agar aapka koi estimate hoga.
I think मेरे को तो लगता है कि see 5 साल बहुत ज्यादा होता है. 3 साल माना next 3 years के लिए I think 25-30% भी expect करना I think it can happen. हो जाएगा. आई एम वेरी कॉन्फिडेंट अबाउट इट.
टिप्स म्यूजिक पे सर.
हाँ म्यूजिक, आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट म्यूजिक हियर.
ठीक है, थैंक यू सो मच सर एंड बेस्ट विशेस.
थैंक यू, थैंक यू,
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अंकुश अग्रवाल फ्रॉम डीपीआई रिसर्च. प्लीज गो अहेड.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. So I wanted to understand little bit on the monetization front. आप बोल रहे हैं जो 25-30% का म्यूजिक में ग्रोथ आएगा, उसके पीछे क्या ट्रिगर्स है? लाइक आपको ऐसा लग रहा है कि और स्ट्रीमिंग प्लेटफॉर्म्स आएंगे जिसमें आप लाइसेंस कर पाओगे, और यू आर एक्सपेक्टिंग कि एग्जिस्टिंग म्यूजिक प्लेटफॉर्म्स लाइक स्पॉटिफाई, अमेजॉन प्राइम, एप्पल म्यूजिक एंड ऑल दैट, वहां से आपका स्ट्रीमिंग ग्रोथ आएगा?
मुझे लगता है कि सब जगह से ग्रोथ आएगा. आपको मैं एक दो छोटा एग्जाम्पल देता हूँ. जैसे अपने फेसबुक के साथ लास्ट टाइम 4-5 महीने पहले हमने डील किया था एक, तो हमें नहीं मालूम था कि क्या नंबर्स आएंगे. एंड फेसबुक वर्ल्ड वाइड ऑल द म्यूजिक कंटेंट वालों को उन्होंने कहा कि आप हमारे साथ 2 साल, जब तक हम अपना सिस्टम शेयरिंग का नहीं बिठाते, आप हमसे लमसम डील कीजिए. तो हमने भी उससे लमसम डील किया द वे अदर कंपनीज डिड. सो उनके जो नंबर्स आए ना, आई एम वेरी शॉक्ड कि उनका नंबर पहले महीने में था 500 मिलियन, है ना, 50 करोड़. 50 करोड़ लोगों ने हमारा कंटेंट यूज किया है. सेकेंड मंथ में आया 100 करोड़, 1 बिलियन. उसके नेक्स्ट मंथ में 2 बिलियन. उसके नेक्स्ट महीने में 4 बिलियन, माना 400 करोड़ कॉन्टेंट मेरे यूज हुए उस महीने में. तो अगर मैं उस हिसाब से पकड़ू तो मेरे माना 400 करोड़, माना कितने हो जाएंगे पता नहीं, 4 × 400 करोड़ × 12 अगर 12 करूंगा तो 5000 करोड़ कंटेंट यूज होंगे. तो मुझे क्या पैसा देगा? मुझे अगर 1 पैसा देगा तो कितने पैसे होते? तो आई डोंट नो कि व्हाट हाउ दिस विल ट्रांसफॉर्म इन द बिजनेस, बिकॉज दे आर एट प्रेजेंट दे आर नॉट डूइंग एनी एड्स ऑन दोस. तो उनका कुछ उनके माइंड में मॉडल होगा कुछ ना कुछ. वो लोग फेसबुक एंड यूट्यूब अगर आप उनके अगर चेक करो कि उन्होंने 2025 तक दिखाया है कि उनकी जो एडवर्टाइजिंग रेवेन्यू है इट इज इंक्रीजिंग, डबल से भी ज्यादा इंक्रीज कर रहे हैं. अगर आज उनका कुछ 1 है तो 2.5 रुपीज होने वाला है. तो 150% बढ़ने वाला है 2025 तक. तो उसका मेजर बेनिफिट किसको मिलेगा? फिल्म को मिलेगा, म्यूजिक को मिलेगा, वेब सीरीज को मिलेगा, इनको ही मिलने वाला है.
राइट.
तो मुझे लगता है कि वो एक बहुत अच्छी चीज है कि ये तो खाली मैंने बताया आपको जो कॉन्टेंट यूजर जनरेट करता है. उसके अलावा अगर हमारे म्यूजिक अच्छी है, प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड कभी कॉम्पिटिशन, माई कॉम्पिटिशन इज ऑल्सो रिलीजिंग म्यूजिक, बट अगर मैंने अच्छे गाने बना दिए तो मेरे गाने को स्पेस मिलेगी, मिलेगी ना, मेरे गाने चलेंगे, बाकी के चले नहीं चले मुझे उससे कोई लेना देना नहीं. तो मुझे दोनों तरफ से सोचना है कि एक तो मैं अपनी अच्छी म्यूजिक बनाऊ कि जो मैं अपने कॉम्पिटिशन में भी थोड़ी अपनी स्पेस और करके 1-2% और मैं मार्केट शेयर भी अपना बढ़ाऊं, प्लस मेरी नंबर्स की भी ग्रोथ है.
So I think we have to work on all the fronts for us nikalna padega.
So ye minimum guarantee jo rehti hai ye quarterly basis pe rehti hai ki annual minimum guarantee rehta hai?
Nahi, wo annual deals hote hain. Quarter mein to itne to fir to bahut pareshani ho jayegi yaar, quarter mein deal karna to money quarter mein hote hain lekin deal annual hoti hai.
अच्छा, जो ओवरफ्लो है वो एनुअल बेसिस पे देखेंगे.
हाँ जी
यस. अच्छा सर, लास्टली एक क्वेश्चन, बेस्ड ऑन आपने अभी जो भी आपने प्लेटफॉर्म्स में आपका स्ट्रीमिंग शेयर देखा है
जी,
उसके बेसिस पे आपको लगता है जब रिन्यू होगा डील अपना तो आपकी जो मिनिमम गारंटी होगी वो सब्सटेंशियली इंक्रीज होना चाहिए?
सी क्या है ना, वो सी मेरे को क्या लगता है कि इसमें भी ना 75-80% जो लोग है ना वो आपके रेवेन्यू शेयर पे है, बाकी एक दो ऐप हैं जो आपके आपको रेवेन्यू शेयर देते हैं और आपको एनजी देते हैं, तो वो उसमें थोड़ी खिटपिट होती है. कोई ऐप 25% पे भी मान जाता है, कोई 15 पे मानता है, कोई 10 पे मानता है. तो बट ओवरऑल इफ यू सी कि किसी ने मुझे 100% भी रेवेन्यू ज्यादा दिया तो मैं ओवरऑल अगर देखता हूँ तो मेरे को 25-30% का इफेक्ट दिखता है
मिनिमम गारंटी.
या बट मिनिमम गारंटी ज्यादा नहीं है. व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से, प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड, मिनिमम गारंटी ज्यादा नहीं है. ओनली वन और टू पार्टीज आर इन दैट ब्रैकेट जो इंडियन ओटीटी प्लेयर्स हैं, क्योंकि उनके सिस्टम अभी उतने इम्प्रूव नहीं है. वो सब अभी कर रहे हैं, वो सब लगे हुए हैं अच्छे अच्छी तरह से. दे आर इम्प्रूविंग देयर सिस्टम, दे आर इम्प्रूविंग देयर सब्सक्रिप्शन बेस, वो सब कर रहे हैं, वो सब लगे हुए हैं उसमें.
राइट, सो इंटरनेशनल प्लेटफॉर्म लाइक स्पॉटिफाई एंड एवरीवन वेयर इन वी हैव गॉन थ्रू वार्नर, उनके केस में तो सर होगा ना मिनिमम गारंटी?
नहीं, वो तो हमको वार्नर ने दे दिया ना, हमने वार्नर से मिनिमम गारंटी ले ली ना. वो वार्नर उनके साथ उनका क्या है, वर्ल्ड जो उनका क्या बोलते हैं, एंटायर वर्ल्ड की डील है ना, स्पॉटिफाई एप्पल अमेजोन के साथ वार्नर की वर्ल्ड वाइड डील है. तो हम तो हम भी इनडायरेक्टली उसके पार्ट आ गए. तो वो हमको उसके अगेंस्ट उन्होंने जो रेवेन्यू शेयर है, जो स्पॉटिफाई रेवेन्यू शेयर सबको देते हैं, वो रेवेन्यू शेयर में हमको उन्होंने उतना हमको मिल रहा है पैसा. अगर हमारा ओवरफ्लो होगा तो वॉन्डर विल पे अस ओवरफ्लो.
राइट, ओके, गॉट इट सर, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ मनन शाह फ्रॉम मनीबी सिक्योरिटीज, प्लीज गो अहेड.
या हाय सर, थैंक्स फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड कांग्रेचुलेशन फॉर द सेट ऑफ नंबर्स. सर मेरा क्वेश्चन था कि जब हमारा कोई लाइब्रेरी में से कोई सॉन्ग अगर रीमेक होता है तो फॉर दैट डू वी इनकर एनी एक्विजिशन कॉस्ट और हाउ डज दैट गो अबाउट?
एक्विजिशन कॉस्ट नहीं होती है, खाली उसको जो रिक्रिएशन के लिए जो म्यूजिक कंपोजर होगा, लिरिसिस्ट होगा, या आपका जो लिरिसिस्ट सिंगर होगा, एंड जो फिर वीडियो बनाएंगे हम लोग, जो नया वीडियो बनाएंगे उसका जो कॉस्ट लगेगा वो लगेगा बस, बाकी कुछ नहीं देना.
ओके, सो देन कंपेयर टू एक्वायरिंग अ न्यू सॉन्ग हाउ मच वुड दैट टर्न आउट टू बी, लाइक कितना डिफरेंशियल होगा उस दोनों के बीच में?
वो भी प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड, उसमें भी फर्क होता है. कोई भी गाना नया हो या रिक्रिएशन हो, मैं ये कंप्लीट कॉस्ट 5 लाख में भी कर सकता हूँ और 5 करोड़ में 10 करोड़ भी स्पेंड कर सकता हूँ, मेरे ऊपर है मैं कैसे करता हूँ. पर वी डोंट गेट क्रेजी, वी बी वेरी रीजनेबल ऑन दैट, कि हमको मालूम है कि इसकी ताकत इतनी है, तो वी बी वेरी रीजनेबल विद दैट.
ओके, एंड व्हेनेवर वी एक्वायर एनी न्यू सॉन्ग देन ओवर व्हाट पीरियड ऑफ टाइम डू वी रिकवर आवर इन्वेस्टमेंट बेस्ड ऑन योर पास्ट एक्सपीरियंस? जस्ट इफ यू कैन जस्ट थ्रो सम लाइट ऑन दैट, लाइक डू वी रिकवर इन 3 years और इन द फर्स्ट ईयर इटसेल्फ? और
मेरा मानना है कि दैट शुड बी, वी शुड रिकवर दोज इन 2-3 years, बट स्टिल वी हैव टू रियली वर्क ऑन दैट मॉडल, कि इसकी हम लोग रिकवरी पैटर्न क्या बनाए. उसमें हमारे कई सवाल हैं जो कि हम इंटरनली वी आर डिबेटिंग दैट पॉइंट, कि हाउ वी कीप सेपरेट अकाउंट्स. जैसे हम आप लोगों से बात करते हैं तो आपका ये क्वेश्चन आता है, तो वी विल कम टू दैट कंक्लूजन सून, आपको हम बताएंगे. क्योंकि दिस ईयर वी हैव अ मेजर रिलीजेस, but not very big cost major releases. We have a reasonable cost wise, but releases are there. This time hum kuch karenge uske liye. We will come back to you in next quarter.
Okay. And the kind of deal that we had signed with Atif Aslam sometime back, are we looking at any such deal with some other upcoming artists in the recent future?
Yes. We have signed 5 artists. And recently we have launched Sameer Khan. You must have heard his Ek Rishta song, that Ek Bewafa hai, and another song also we released of him, Saza. They are doing well. So we launched him a 360 degree. Wo jo bhi karenge, shows karenge, hits karenge, whatever money he makes, we are part of it.
Okay. Okay, and just lastly on my side, you mentioned that this 37.3 crore is an advance that we have received. However, in the balance sheet, the same has been shown as employee benefit obligation. I believe that is some typing error or something. You can just clarify.
Yes, may say, gave us a repetition of a line item, which we have corrected and informed to stock exchange yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That will be all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Sam from Sam Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Turani sir. Sir, ek question tha. Sir, we had some dispute with Gaana.com last year.
Yeah.
And they have the highest market share in terms of music platform, 30% market share in India. Mein. And where are we? Are we renegotiating with them? Or if you could throw some light, what was the dispute about? Why didn't we agree on the deal? If you could just throw some light on that.
See, it was actually a sheer bad luck. Last year, our contract was 2 years ago. That came in May, or May was a peak of lockdown, agar aapko yaad hoga. And suddenly everybody was confused ki kya hone wala hai, pata nahi, kya nahi hone wala hai. There were very uncertain times. So, us time pe hamara aaye, and tabhi unhone hume bataya ki hum aapko koi raise nahi denge MG mein. So, we said ki no, you are giving to everybody. All the companies have got raise of 15%, 20%, 25%. Why don't you give us? We have so many new releases. So, we can't allow you to do that. So, thoda wo usme ho gaya tha. तो हमारा कंटेंट उन्होंने नहीं रखा बोला कि ठीक है हम नहीं करेंगे आपके साथ भी हम भी बोला नो प्रॉब्लम डोंट यूज माय कंटेंट सो हमने उतार दिया बट नाउ रिसेंटली आई थिंक उनका सीईओ चेंज हुए हैं उनका कुछ नया क्योंकि कोई भी ऐप होगा ना जितने भी ये एप्स हैं अगर उनके पास किसी भी कंपनी का कॉन्टेंट नहीं है तो उस ऐप को बहुत तकलीफ होती है एक बार गुस्से में या एक बार उनके थिंकिंग की वजह से वो उतार देते हैं कि ठीक है मुझे टिप्स नहीं चाहिए But then he realized किया पूरा 90s का तो music ही write off हो गया. If you आप लोग जितने भी मेरे investor मेरे को सुन रहे हो, please go and see tips official हमारा YouTube पे आप channel check कीजिएगा. आप और वो channels पे आप अपने family से बच्चों से पूछेगा ये गाने कैसे हैं. So they nobody can survive without those songs. So they realized that and but उन्होंने क्या हुआ last year they changed their focus. जो TikTok एक जो app ban की थी India ने तो उनको लगा कि यहाँ पर टिकटॉक वॉज डूइंग वेरी वेरी वेल शॉर्ट कंटेंट पे तो उनका लगा कि ये बहुत अच्छा ऐप है हम भी गाना पे वो लॉन्च करेंगे सर्विस शॉर्ट ऐप्स का तो उन्होंने शॉर्ट ऐप्स पे पूरा फोकस किया पूरे पैसे डाले बहुत ज्यादा पैसे खर्च किए प्लस उन्होंने क्या किया सिंगल सॉन्ग्स का एक्सक्लूसिव हम डील करेंगे आर्टिस्ट के साथ डायरेक्ट उसमें बहुत पैसे खर्च किए बट अल्टीमेटली दे रियलाइज कि दे आर नॉट माना विदाउट टिप्स दे कांट नहीं होगा अच्छा और ये सब जो हमने किया बहुत गलती की ऑन द कंट्री उनकी टोटलिटी में ऐप बहुत नीचे आ गई मैं हमारा उनके नंबर्स अभी रिसेंटली वी स्पोक गाना एंड वी स्पोक टू ईच अदर हमने बात करी एंड दे आल्सो रियलाइज कि नहीं नहीं ये बहुत ही बड़ा एक हमने गड़बड़ किया है ये और उन्होंने वो जो शॉर्ट ऐप्स जो किए थे शॉर्ट कॉन्टेंट का जो किया था डिविजन वो टोटली बंद कर दिया स्टॉप एंड वो न्यू रिलीजेस भी बंद कर दिया स्टॉप And they are talking to us again. I am hopeful कि अगले एक महीने में शायद हम वो डील हो जाएगा हमें.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayur Gardani from Om Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and good evening. Sir, just wanted to check on the film business when that's demerged. What is the revenue stream from there, sir? आपकी जो पुरानी films हैं वो वहाँ transfer हो जाएगी. So they will continue to do deals with the broadcasters. So वहाँ से कुछ revenue आएगा, नया films करेंगे उसका revenue आएगा.
जी.
Can you just throw some more light on that, please?
See, वहाँ भी I expect कि बहुत अच्छा revenue आएगा, but actually we have not worked on that. अभी at present we are. I told you.
तुम्ही क्या व्यक्ति शब्द बोलत आहात? त्याने तुमच्या call ला hold वर ठेवला आहे. कृपया line.
Hello.
Sorry,
yeah.
That was one of the speakers that muted.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so I think अभी तक हमें वो जो फिल्म कंपनी के साइड we have not taken उसकी क्या हमारे प्लान्स है माइंड में है हमारे बहुत सारी बातें we'll come back to you on this आप एक क्वार्टर या दो क्वार्टर और प्लीज वेट करें जैसे ये डीमर्ज होता है तो वी विल ऑल्सो डू सिमिलर एक्सरसाइज ऑन फिल्म साइड ऑल्सो
ओके बट इसकी म्यूजिक राइट आपके पास रहेगी या फिर जो फिल्म है उसकी म्यूजिक राइट किसके पास रहेगी आपके पास रहेगी कि टिप्स फिल्म में चली जाएगी
सी वैसे कंपनियां तो दोनों अलग है दे कैन वन ऑफ वी कैन माना इट्स माय माना वी आर द मेन प्रमोटर हम बाहर भी दे सकते हैं लेकिन मुझे लगता है कि हम अगर दोनों कंपनी के जो प्रमोटर्स हम साथ हैं, सेम शेयर होल्डर्स हैं, हो सकता है कि कुछ शेयर होल्डर्स आगे चेंज भी हो जाए, तो फर्स्ट प्रायोरिटी तो टिप्स को ही जाएगी। अगर टिप्स का जो मार्केट वैल्यू है या आपस में वी हैव टू कम टू अ सॉल्यूशन कि हाउ वी हैंडल दैट पार्ट, तो फर्स्ट प्रायोरिटी तो टिप्स म्यूजिक को ही देनी चाहिए और उनका हक बनता है मेरे ख्याल से।
मैं पूछ रहा था एग्जिस्टिंग जो फिल्म ऑलरेडी आपने प्रोड्यूस की है उसके राइट्स तो टिप्स फिल्म
वो अभी जो डीमर्ज होंगे ना उसमें जो फिल्म राइट्स वहां जाएंगे फिल्म कंपनी में, जैसे इनके सबके म्यूजिक राइट्स हैं वो टिप्स में रिटेन होंगे, म्यूजिक कंपनी में रिटेन होंगे।
ओके, तो म्यूजिक कंपनी में रिटेन होंगे वो राइट्स।
एब्सोल्युटली एब्सोल्युटली
फिर। एंड कोई बजट है सर जो आप अपने यू नो रखा है कि टिप्स फिल्म्स विल कंटिन्यू टू मेक 2-3 फिल्म्स अ ईयर एंड उसका बजट 10 करोड़ होगा 50 करोड़ होगा, आई मीन एनी काइंड ऑफ बजट, और यू वांट टू गो फॉर रियल लार्ज स्केल और स्मॉल स्केल मूवीज?
नहीं, वो हमारे डिफरेंट स्केल पे प्लान चल रहे हैं। वी नीड फंडिंग ऑल्सो फॉर दैट कंपनी, देयर हैज टू बी समथिंग एक्स्ट्रॉर्डिनरी, उसकी प्लानिंग होनी पड़ेगी और वी हैव टू हैव अ पार्टनर विद अस, प्रोडक्शन पार्टनर बिफोर even making the film, which is possible today. So there is many opportunities. We are exploring all those. We'll come back to you. Baat karenge aapse.
Sure. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gurjot Aluwalia, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just want to understand what percentage of the revenue is coming from international companies versus your domestic company. So like Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, everyone combined international, what percentage of the revenue?
See, mere khayal se these are companies are international, but they are major businesses in India. So,
I mean, I would consider them as international players.
Okay, so international player, you can say around 60%.
Okay, 60%. Okay, yeah. Thank you. And secondly, just on the capital allocation, so it was discussed previously, right, that you may increase the dividend payout going forward. So I just want to like probe further on that, right? So if let's say we are doing 100 crore of revenue right now, like 90, anything around here, 100, right? So yeah, I'm assuming we should easily be able to do a tax profit after tax of 40 to 50 crore after including a content acquisition cost,
okay,
20
okay,
crore cost
okay,
of running business, etc.,
okay,
right?
Yes.
So in 40 to 50 crore, correct, today, I mean, this year's dividend payout is about 6 crore, I think. So, shouldn't we have like much higher dividend payout, because otherwise investors will get the feeling that company is just holding on cash, right? Because any year, if any year you want to increase the content acquisition also, if you want to take it up to 40, 50 crore of content acquisition cost, so that year dividend can be less, because company has a lot of big margin. So,
yes.
I just want to understand like in terms of either buyback or dividend payout increase.
Even this year, we last June, we had a buyback. Aap shayad pata nahi, aap the, you have tracked that. 19 crores we given in buyback. And then after that, I think 1.5 rupees I given on dividend as well. So, mere khayal se 21 crores humne, nahi, maybe more. 2 crores dividend and 19 crores buyback. So, 21 crores plus tax, jo bhi uska hume bharna tha buyback pe, wo humne bhara tha. 22, 23 crores we given. So, denge na, surely denge. Yes, of course, we should give.
Okay. So that is the expectation, like, going forward, this will be the run rate.
If company is making money, or company ke baad agar spare cash hai, why company should hold? Company should give to his shareholders. Why not?
Okay, great, great. Thanks for clarifying. Just one last thing I want to point out. I have noticed that in the YouTube channel, the subscriber IFC is 42 million. And in the slides and also on the con call, it was mentioned that the subscribers is 54 million. So there is a gap of some 10 million subscribers.
No, actually we have 10-15 channels in YouTube. So you must have seen only one channel, Tips Official. There's a Tips Janta,
okay.
Tips Marathi, Tips Gujarati, Tips Bhakti Prem. So many channels we have. So
okay,
combine
okay.
Karenge, so utna hai. Combined total strength we have to count that.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. Thanks for clarifying.
We have around 12-13 channels. Aap ek baar upar jayenge na, tips all channels, you can type, you will find everything on there.
Got it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Tarveer Shapuri from Nadara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So one quick accounting question. Aapne bola tha, you have 37 crores of advances from customers.
Yeah.
This would be for how many years, sir? कितने साल में होगा रेवेन्यू
ये इसमें जो एक मेजर है उसमें एक इसमें समझो 6 सितंबर टू जून 3 क्वार्टर हो गए 2 ईयर्स और 3 क्वार्टर्स का है एक 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 डिपॉजिट बाकी 1 ईयर के हैं.
ओके सो नेक्स्ट ईयर वी शुड सी मोर देन हाफ आई थिंक कमिंग इन.
सी इसमें आप यू टेक इट एज अ 3 इयर्स में सब क्लियर हो जाएंगे ना एंड मोर एडवांसेस वी विल रिसीव. यस व्हाई नॉट
अंडरस्टूड. Second, sir, you said your aspiration is to be the number 3 player eventually, from at least from where you are now. So, yes. How big is the number 3 player?
How big is number 3 player?
Yeah.
Number 3 players must be in the range of 170 and 200 KB.
Okay. Top line. And sir, my last question is, this new thing has come in the digital world called NFT. Have you heard of it, thought of it? Is it something you are even thinking of?
Yes, we have thought of it. We have thought of it and we are working on that. So, let's see. Kya kar sakte hain.
And so, lastly, I think somebody spent a lot of time asking you about revenue models and so on and such. Can you again share with us how subscription, if it increases, how it changes your revenue trajectory?
The subscription, just then model music mein properly aa gaya. And if everybody is on that, then this business can really multiply. Mana ye jo 25-30% is nothing. Then we are talking about ki ye year on year 70-80% growth kaise hogi. Subscription mein to waise hoga ek baar. Kyunki subscription
ka... Sir, I want to sir, stop you. I'll give you an example right now. Sorry, I'm interrupting you. But jaise kisi ne pucha tha ke you have some advance from, you have one-time payments from somebody coming.
Yeah.
Right now the business model is one-time. Sometimes it is no one time and just recurring revenue from streaming.
Yeah.
So if more people in India will start subscribing to Gaana, Spotify, whatever it is, eventually aapko subscription ka share milega or streaming ka share milega. How do you think it will play out?
See, kya, abhi bhi, at present also there is a 2 models they work on. Ek to subscription model hai, ek streaming hai with ad base.
Right.
India mein ad base kabhi band nahi hoga, but agar subscription agar ek substantial ho gaya, aap simple aise calculation karo na, agar kal after say 4 years or 5 years or 3 years, agar ek total India mein 10 crore people are subscribing, and I am saying chalo 100 rupees nahi jaate hain, only 50 rupees a month, to 600 agar rupiya agar koi customer deta hai saal ka. और अगर 10 करोड़ कस्टमर है तो कितने पैसे होते हैं. आई डोंट नो, मेरे को तो नंबर भी पता नहीं कितना नंबर होगा. या अगर आप कितना होगा, 6000 करोड़ होगा.
अब हाँ 6000 करोड़ सर.
तो अगर 6000 करोड़ होता है तो 6000 करोड़ में आप गवर्नमेंट का 1000 करोड़ टैक्स काट दो, ये जो ओटीटी वाले प्लेयर्स हैं उनका 1000-1500 करोड़ उनका काट दो, अभी 4-5000 करोड़ इंडस्ट्री में आएगा ना, तो 4-5 हजार इंडस्ट्री में तो ये बहुत पैसे हो गए ना. आज तो इंडस्ट्री सिर्फ 1700-1800-1600 करोड़ की है, तो आप सोचो क्या
ये हो तो अगर आप इफ यू आर रीडिंग की इंडस्ट्री सिर्फ 1700-2000 करोड़ की है, तो ये दिस इंडस्ट्री नंबर कैन इफ सब्सक्रिप्शन कम ड्रामेटिकली चेंज देन.
यस एब्सोल्युटली. फॉर इंटरनेशनल व्हाट हैपेंड इंटरनेशनली, आप वार्नर यूनिवर्सल सोनी म्यूजिक जो है, ये जो 3 बड़े प्लेयर है उनके आप देखो ना लास्ट 4-5 साल में क्या हुआ उनके साथ चमत्कार. ये सब्सक्रिप्शन रेवेन्यू तो आई है उनके पास.
And coming back to this NFT, sir, how are you thinking about it? कैसे मतलब सोच रहे हो, how are you?
See, NFT में अभी is too new,
right?
And हमने my son Greece is looking for that कि क्या है ये क्या, किसमें क्या कर सकते हैं हम लोग. हमारे पास बहुत सारा ऐसा content है जो कि अभी हमने release नहीं किया, and we have a premium content which can be targeted for that. So we are still exploring. We don't know anything about. खाली सुना है NFT है. And we know a few pieces or selling or a few people are investing so much money in that. We are aware of that. Our brain has started working on that, but we will come back to you on that.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you so much. Good luck for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraint, this was considered as the last question of this conference. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar Taurani for closing comments.
Yeah. मेरे ख्याल से if we can increase for 5 minutes in case few people have something to do, no problem, we can talk.
Sure, sir. Then the next question is from the line of Shivam Saxena from ICICI Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to understand what is the acquisition, if you are doing acquisition for films, so will we, it will come in this company going forward or in the other film company that has been demerged, and how the revenue stream would work?
At present, we have no plan to acquire any film. We are in this music company, we acquire only music, and in the film company, we make our own films, where we have entire control on creative.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations for excellent set of numbers. My one query is about, say, Bollywood unfortunately does not have a very positive impression in the corporate governance part. And our board of directors comprises mostly of the family members only. You have been very experienced. But any plans of professionalizing the board, sir? And so that at least that the prize earning and the corporate governance gets better multiple.
Mehshal said, that's the wrong impression I think you have. We, on the contrary, we have two directors on the board, me and my brother Ramesh Sorani. And there is a Radhika Pereira, and she is a director or a partner in Amarchand Mangaldas company, law company, big company. She's partner, she's director on the board. And then there is this gentleman called Amitabh Mundra. He is a chairman and managing director of Simplex, big company. And there's another gentleman called Venkat Raman Iyer. He also have all financial background with him. So it was three by one. Then there is a new rule that came out last 6 months back. You have to have one member from the company, one more member from the company itself. So I said, we have to train our new generation. So I made a Girish Taurani as a director, executive director. He doesn't speak anything in the meetings, board meeting. And the audit committee chairman is Mr. Amitabh Mundra. As required, we follow all the guidelines. We have all the auditors in place. So I think that is a, I don't know, it's a perception or what. It's a perception problem, I think, maybe.
Some perception problem is definitely there with regard to Bollywood, sir.
But see, Bollywood can, let me tell you, yaar, Bollywood, na, as I told you earlier, ki pehle jo companies ne, see, tell me, ki aaj hum, 2001 we did IPO. Unfortunately, that market has changed, cassette CD mein se, suddenly it will become piracy market, radio came in big effect, radio given us a big effect, MP3 came in, all music business hi khatam ho gaya the. Phir slowly mobile and then this digital business happened, digital world happened. It's a new world came in. So we survived, but in those periods also we have not diverted ki hum kuch aur business karenge, ye karenge. We focus ki hum yahi business karenge and at that time kitne companies aaye the public limited, kitne TV companies aaye the, but touchwood we survived. Bhale hamara, we have never thought ki mera share bazaar share mera 50 rupaye aaya. At that time also my company was much more valuable. But I have never thought of ki mere ko stock market mein kya, why should I play stock market? Apne aap agar mere result aayenge to stock market will automatically will shake it up, apne aap aayenge. So we always considered ki business karenge hum log proper and business pe dhyan denge. To baki companies to aap dekho kitne companies hai, kitno ne kya kya khel nahi khele hai, aap sab jante ho. So I think abhi now time has come ki real companies will survive. Baki jo aise stock honge jinke paas library kuch hai nahi, to shayad jaise hum hain ya other companies are talking to you people, so actually indirectly we are also advising or making you learn our business.
Correct sir. The opportunity size is robust for the next 4-5 years, and the content ke liye sir jo fight ho rahi hai aajkal jaise Badshah aur ka jo bhi, I don't know what price Saregama and I think so other people got the writer. So वो हमारे लिए how do we plan to tackle that, sir? Because few names are big names.
See, क्या ना हम लड़ाई में नहीं है, और एक बात अच्छी है कि हमने पीछे हमारी जो लाइफ है ना इस बिजनेस में नहीं है, 35-40 साल का हमें एक्सपीरियंस है कैसे क्रिएट करना है, क्या प्राइस में क्रिएट करना है, और हमारे पास अपना एक बहुत अच्छा आर्म है फिल्म का. आप अगर हमारे जो लास्ट 15 साल का रिकॉर्ड देखिए, आते मसलम वी गिवन, अजब प्रेम की गजब कहानी, रेस ब्रांड, रमैया अवस्था भैया, पटा पोस्टर निकला हीरो, ऑल गुड फिल्म्स वी हैव प्रोड्यूस्ड, एंड उनके म्यूजिक अगर आज भी अगर वो सब आप म्यूजिक देखो तो इट विल कम, अगर इंडस्ट्री के अगर टॉप 50 करेंगे तो 20 आज भी टिप्स के होंगे। और आपको एक और बात बता दूं टू माय ऑल माय इन्वेस्टर्स, इवन टुडे टॉप 5 सॉन्ग्स ऑन यूट्यूब इज टिप्स। जो आर्टिस्ट है उदित नारायण, अलका याग्निक, कुमार सानू एंड टू आर्टिस्ट भोजपुरी, उसकी आई एम नॉट सेइंग कि एक्सक्लूसिव टिप्स है बट इनका मेजोरिटी कॉन्टेंट टिप्स के पास है।
ओके सर, ओके, कीप अप द गुड वर्क सर एंड रियली नाइस एंड वर्क यू हैव डन एंड टेलविंड्स आर आल्सो देयर, लेट्स होप फॉर द बेस्ट सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच सर,
थैंक यू। नाउ वी कैन फिनिश दिस, नो प्रॉब्लम।
No problem, sir. So then I hand over to you for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you everyone for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer all your queries. In case you require any further details, you may please contact us or Orient Capital, our investor relations partners. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, everyone. On behalf of Trips Industries, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.